The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is March 8, 2016, and we are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenx.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Steven Santangelo, who's a regular on here every month, too. Unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. You can contact him, Primal Creations at AOL.com, or on Facebook, STEPHEN.SANTANGELO.75. Grassland Beef, that's a good friend of ours, John Wood, loaded with CLA, omega-3s, grass-fed, grass-finished. He also has grass-fed lamb, bison, free-range poultry, wild-caught seafood, raw honey, and other wellness products. Jason Fulner, planyourworkouts.com. This is a workout logbook. You can get it through him or you get it out on Amazon Prime for $5, no shipping. I've got one. The guy's a Marine. It's organized just like that. I mean, it's right down to the T. So if you really want to track your stuff, it's a great book for $5 too. StrongerGrip.com. They've been in business for 10 years. They've made products for the NFL, college teams, Hollywood actors, arm wrestlers, and also you've seen their trophies on ESPN. They've been featured in Men's Health magazine, and they've made custom hammers for Mick Dodge and thousands of hard-training, strength-seeking people just like you. And this gets right into the contest. If you've seen that hammer that Ryan made for FBC, it's awesome. It's 25 pounds empty. 15 you can put in the handle with shot, and when you load the top, it holds a total of 83 pounds. If you've seen the video I put out there, it's the smoothest sledgehammer I've ever used. You talk about balance. So here's what we're doing. We're giving one of those away. You have to have whatever your video is, and we don't care if you're on the show or not. We want everybody to participate. It's real important, and we're getting some smoking video. I got a video of a guy pushing a train. Wait till you see this thing. I mean, it is insane. So what you got to do is do it up, upload it to YouTube, put on the subject line FBC and Stronger Grip with a dash and what it is. Go down in the box below. If you want to give more detail, that'd be even better. But please put your email address in. If you don't do that and we pick you and it's not there, we go to the next one. And that stuff you can't do. All right. So take the responsibility, jump on it, get involved. You got till the 17th of the month, and that's coming quick. So I wish I could give one to everybody out there. But most of all, too, you win that, you come on Motivation and Muscle with Ryan and myself, so we do a three-way call, which ought to be real interesting. 8xclub.com, that's our good friend Donnie Giafardino. They're adjustable exercise clubs and maces. These competition maces and clubs, they're for AKA vintage strength gains. And as Donnie said, he's a proud sponsor of the show, and I thank Donnie for that. Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle, that's a free ebook out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. All you got to do is put your email address in it, and all you have to do is commit and take action. You got 10 paragraphs to make you think. It's a good thing to think because you can get yourself out of a lot of trouble that way. Also on FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. Strength Times Power is all shot in HD. I narrate the whole thing, and you'll see Dennis do every movement. Plus, we put some movements on at the end. If you don't have gym fees right away or you just want to try them, just typical household things will do. At least get you started. I'll put it to you that way. So check that out because Dennis lost 43 pounds off that program. Now, I use that program for everybody. It's interchangeable, all the stuff, but we use the majority of that on his big weight loss. And obviously the Winner's Circle is 12 modules. I speak through it all the way. If you like sandbags, power rack training, stone lifting, sandbag lifting, really the right way to learn how to build big arms, heist shrugs, a lot of things, bent rows, a lot of things have kind of gone to the wayside here. We are bringing them back, and you know, I'm doing some stuff now with John McKean, which is off the wall. I'll give you this much. I'm not using my arms to squat anymore, and I do them dead stop out of the hole. So I can tell you this. I'll give you this little tip. Sunday night, I knocked 350 off dead stop with no arms. It's called tri and quad dead stop squat, and we're going to get into this one of these days, heavy duty. So go out and check that stuff out. It's all there. You want to change the way you do things? I'm here too. You need to ask. I will tell everything I can tell you. I'll help anybody out. Last but not least, sponsorship. It's a huge nut for this show every month. I'm doing 5 to 15 shows, I say, but like I told Melody, I'm going to be doing 12. It looks like 13. I'm waiting to get back with one person. Nobody in the business does that, and we charge $500 a month. Anybody that is selling sponsorship, I know for sure they're charging double or triple. I know that, but we want to start out, move our brand, and we want to, you know, build a 25-year relationship with everybody, help each other out. $30 of that goes to MDA, and anybody that's familiar with the show knows my brother Jimmy died of muscular dystrophy, Duchenne, which by far, if you ever want to talk about something even more cruel, that is the worst of the worst. He got a common cold, and it went to pneumonia, and we lost him. And he probably stayed alive a lot longer. Because I got the best parents in the entire world, man. And it was phenomenal what went on in my family. And I know the pressure they're always under. So that's where it goes right now. As the weather changes, we'll come up with something else. And as we grow bigger, we're going to get even more involved with them. So go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. Join my family of millions of listeners. I promise you, you'll have the best 25 years of your life. Well, we got a good friend of the show, and this girl has not been on in a long time. We have Melody Schoenfeld on today. I'm going to give you a little information about Melody. She's a power lifter, steel bender. She is a vegan. And she's a killer metal singer, man. I go out and listen to her shows anytime I see them up on Facebook. And she owns Evil Monkey Enterprises. I think it is Enterprises. Yep. If not, she can correct me. I love the name right there. So she makes some killer equipment. And we're going to talk about one of the big pieces she made and conquered today. We're going to get into her favorite, I guess I'll call them exercises, because she does an awful lot of stuff. And we've never talked about that, and we want to get her on a lot more. So, Melody, welcome to Motivation and Muscle.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Give everybody a bio about yourself, and we're just going to fire away. I did this with David Whitley yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. I guess it's the personalities. It's like people like to talk about what they're doing. I when Jed was on here, Jed's used to give him 8 questions, and he goes, I'm not going to do that anymore now that I've, you know, been with you on the show. I like it. We got a topic here, but we can go all over the place, and I know I can do that with you. So give everybody whatever you want. Obviously, I want you to give out your websites, and we'll do it at the end of the show, too, if you would, please.
Okay. Well, my name is Melody. I don't know if I still have them, but as far as I know, I have American records in all 3 lifts and powerlifting for my Asian weight class. And I'm currently training for a strong woman competition, for a California Strongest Woman, which is my first strong woman competition. And so I've only really been training for this since the very end of December. And I'm going to, I think, as far as I can tell, be the lightest person in this competition by by around 20, 25 pounds. I'm 104 pounds, and the lightweight category in this competition is 140 pounds. So so it should be interesting. I'm not expecting to come out with any medals or anything, but I'm just really doing it to do it, you know.
Yeah, but you know what the nice thing is? You know, as they always say, it's the bite and the dog.
Yeah.
But it's also – but I look at it this way. I've seen what you've done with that dumbbell. You know, sometimes it isn't so much the weight, it's the heart.
Yeah.
And if you got, you know what I mean? You know, I've always learned one thing. All right, I know weight is weight, but you know something? The old saying is in boxing, anybody can be beaten on any day.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No,
finish
it's
up
good.
With,
you know, I don't like to fail. So.
I've been watching you with the. We'll get into that. Why don't you give out like Evil Monkey and obviously where you conduct business and all that, and anything else you want to add, bio-wise, Melody?
Yeah, well, I'm based out of Pasadena, California, but I do Skype training as well, so I'm kind of available all over the place.
Nice.
But I also own Flawless Fitness is my personal training center, and so I just have like a little 750 square foot studio, and I'm pretty much the only trainer there, and it's nice. And then I do, you know, I do private training and group classes there. And then I also own Evil Monkey Enterprises. It's EvilMunky Enterprises. So we have a Facebook page that's pretty active. And then we also have a website at evilmonkeyent.com. That's EvilMunkyEnt.com. And
yep.
We make pretty much anything out of steel. It's basically, we're a two-person company. It's me and my welder. My welder's name is Dave. He is the most amazing welder I've ever met. He's in aerospace. He works in aerospace. He makes parts for fighter jets. So the stuff he does is amazing, and he's also got this ridiculously creative mind. So, you know, I come to him with an idea, and he runs with it and turns it into something amazing. So yeah, we make the water filled. You can fill our stuff with water, which is really cool. And you can also fill it with whatever you want, you know, sand or BBs or the soles of your exes or whatever you like. And yeah, so we make globe dumbbells and we make maces. That's our biggest seller, maces right now. We're going to be the official mace of the ancient arts competitions. Which is going to
nice.
Be cool. And we are also, we make monkey bars. We made the whole rig in my gym, which is pretty cool. And pretty much anything else you can think of out of steel. As long as it's not made from a mold, we don't do mold stuff.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's right. You got it. When you create, you got to create, man. You don't use other stuff to create it for you.
Yeah.
You know? Especially a welder, you know, don't insult them.
Oh, well, totally. You know, and there's welders, and then there's what Dave does. What Dave does,
oh,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You have to be so accurate, like, within just, like, a, you know, a hundredth of a millimeter. And so he's really good at what he does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your stuff looks nice. It looks clean, too. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, that's the way it is. You ready to go into the show?
I'm ready.
Or you got
let's
more
do
time?
It.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of the, now I didn't know you were going in a strongman contest, a strong woman. I don't know what to call it anymore, and no one seems to care. So if I, you know, all right, well, let's just kind of start from the ground floor. Obviously, you're a power lifter. What you know, we can get into, I say, seven exercises. Obviously, the deadlift, the squat, the bench press, and obviously overhead, mm-hmm. over your head. And then sometimes people like me to include, you know, clean and jerk, you know, snatch, and obviously I always include the press. I know it's not there, but to me I think it's lost a lot without the press. But tell me just like out of those seven, I mean, or anything you use that's basic, what do you like to screw around with when it comes to that stuff?
Of those lifts, I would say you know, the big three, the deadlift, the bench, and the
yep.
squat are, you know, and the squat is my nemesis because I was up to 190 pound squat, and then my knee went out and I couldn't figure out what the hell I did to my knee because it didn't happen when I was training. It was like all of a sudden I woke up and my knee was out. I figured out after 8 months of not squatting that it was from a pair of shoes that didn't fit me right.
That makes sense.
Right? And then every time I
yeah.
wore them, they were just flat. They were just yep. Sanuks. They were just flat-soled, you know, pull-on
yep.
shoes, but they didn't fit me right. And so when I wore them, I guess I walked differently, and it put my knee out of the not out of the socket, but just like it was sitting weird in my
yep.
leg, and I couldn't do anything, and it was in a lot of pain. And I threw the shoes out and never had a problem again. But unfortunately, it meant that I didn't squat for 8 months, and I lost
yeah.
so much, and I haven't gotten it back. My best squat right now has been 175, and that's very rare that I can hit it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Is it? I mean, well, you'll get it back, but I mean that's I know the feeling with shoes. I know a lot of my friends, no matter what they do, whether it's stone, they wear like the Olympic lifting shoes. But I don't know. I've wore cross trainers. I've worn Converse. We got Dr. Bob Wheel on here, and he's big on all the foot stuff. He's based out of Chicago and shoes like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's told me that he feels with what I do, he goes, you got to go find a good cross trainer. And he believes New Balance makes the best shoes. And, I mean, he's dealt with some big, you know, high-end athletes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to go out. The only problem I've got, I like high sneakers. That's just my, you know what I mean? I like something over my ankle all the time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're lows or they're maybe a 3/4, which I probably could get by with. I don't know if it's just not trusting, you know, is the ankle going to turn if I hit, but it'll turn no matter what. I know that, but I've got to go out. That's one of the things I'm going to do very shortly because, you know, I'm going to be doing major walking with Stone soon, and I really going to need something good under me. And, you know, people don't realize how important the foot is. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
well,
you don't have.
Starts from your feet. Even your yeah. bench press starts from your feet. Everything.
Yep. And that's the thing. You know, everybody's worried about the gear and everything else and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, but they don't pay. Because he's got me really paying attention, you know, to my feet, doing some exercises, you know, putting a tennis ball under it and rolling it back and forth
mm-hmm.
and just stuff like that. So, but. All right, so the bent, obviously we got to get the squat rolling, but, I mean, you will. And what do you – I mean, okay, so those are the three things. What do you – I mean, you're going to be doing strong woman, strong man, whatever they're going to classify that. And, you know, you've done – I want to get into that dumbbell too. And you've done a lot of things. If you had to pick – I don't know if I can pick one. I would pick one. I know what my movement would be. If you had to pick one out of the big three that's probably – giving you the foundation maybe, or maybe one you preference more, that's really giving you, you feel where you are today, what would it be?
Deadlift. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
The deadlift is what got me into powerlifting. I was, you know, Bud Jeffries kind of saw me deadlift and was like, why are you not competing?
Yeah,
and it had never occurred to me. I was like, I don't want to compete unless I can pull 3 times my body weight. And he said, why? He said, you need to compete now. You know, I was terrified and I didn't think that I would do well. And, you know, it turned out it worked out pretty well for me. So,
yeah, I mean, hell, but it's good you're talking this way too, because being an established athlete, we've got a lot of kids starting to listen to this show
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking teenagers. So I'm training one here now. And, I'm glad you're saying that because, and it's not only young kids, but it's everybody. A lot of people, they're not sure when they go in to get into something, or, you know, maybe you need somebody that's been around a little bit to say, hey, you know, you can go do that. Even when inside, you know, maybe you're either lacking confidence or you're like, well, I want to get this particular goal. But we all know sometimes if we keep chasing that goal, we never get to where we really need to get because sometimes you don't make it. That's just the way it is, or you got to reshuffle things to get to it. And I'm glad you said that because most people probably wouldn't come clean like that, especially in the strength world, because they don't want to ever show that you got, you know, you could have weakness anywhere.
Right.
And I got news for you. We all do. I mean, we all break down. We all have periods where, you know, it's like, I don't even know if I want to go near that gym again. You know, there's a lot of people don't realize, and we seem to be able to beat it, but there's struggles all over with that stuff, whether it's mental, it's physical, you know, and you can never forget about your spiritual end, where whatever you believe in. I mean, you know, we know what thoughts do. I mean, what you think about most happens, and you're going to bring that in. But I'm glad you said that.
Well, you know, I often
go ahead.
Post my failures on social media. Something I'm trying to do and I can't get there yet. I just posted that dumbbell yesterday and then today I got it. I often post my failures because I think that's a really important part of training is to realize that you have to fail a million times before you don't just automatically, you know, able to, you know, pull something or, you know, whatever, you know, you have a lot of work that goes behind that. And I think it's important for people to realize that you fail a lot before you succeed.
Well, you're right, but, you know, you and I both know we live in that quick, quick, quick society now.
We live in a very egocentric society.
Very much. Very, very much. And you know what? Especially with Facebook, I tell a lot of people, well, what do you think about this? I said, well, if I know who the people are, I know they're legit. Mm-hmm. Some of the other ones I know, and one thing you got to realize, a lot of these people are one trick ponies. So they might be really good in one thing, and that's what they're going to always show.
Right.
But they're not going to show you know, all right, I bombed on a squat, or I bombed on a deadlift or a bench, or like here, I filmed stuff here where I got knocked right on my butt.
Yeah.
Lift, you know. I pulled the stone so hard I fell over.
Right.
All right, because I had to. I don't care. You know, it does, look it. Reputation is very important. My dad stressed that with me many, many times. All right, but this is different because when you're out there beating the life out of yourself, trying to make your way, trying to, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a weightlifter or both, because most of the people who are on this show are all entrepreneurs, which is great, and. You can't be afraid to show people, like you said, you're going to fail a million times. It's very important to show those sides because I think being genuine and authentic is more important than being right.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And we got too much of this, you know.
Well, and especially when you have people watching you, because I guess apparently a lot of people have been checking out what I do, which I didn't – it didn't occur to me that people would check out what I do, but people do. You know, I don't want people to think that, like, everything comes naturally to me. It doesn't. I am not a natural athlete. I work hard for this.
Yeah.
And I fail a lot. And so I think it's really important to see that. You know, one of the things that people say about social media in general outside the strength world is that people get very depressed when they're immersed in it because people only show the good parts of their lives. So you think that they have a great marriage and great life and great – but that's all they're posting. You don't see what else happens in their life. And I think that, you know, in the fitness industry as well, you see a lot of that. People love to show what they succeed in or what they're strong in, but you never see their failures.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's another great thing. Let's see if they're still around in 5 years.
Right.
You know, you see a lot of people that there was something up a little while ago. I think Jeff Bankins put it up or he reposted it. It had a picture of the Barbarians. I don't know if you remember them. They're on Sports, the two brothers, Peter and Paul.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote a thing. I said, what the hell ever happened to them? You know, I mean, they were huge. I got to say it had to have been in the 80s maybe.
Are they pro wrestlers?
No, they were. I guess you'd call them powerlifter slash bodybuilder. They never competed. And big upper bodies, but, you know, I used to look and I thought the legs were a little iffy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know what happens with a lot of, especially in powerlifting, one thing that I notice is a lot of them, and, you know, and I think this maybe applies to bodybuilding as well, but the goal is to be able to lift as much as you can, period. And it doesn't matter if you kill yourself doing it, as long as you get that lift. And no, seriously, because people will take steroids. A lot of them die in their 50s because their hearts can't take it anymore. Because of all the steroids and the hormones and stuff they take. And I think bodybuilding, it's the same. There's a lot of drugs in bodybuilding. Unless you're a natural bodybuilder or natural powerlifter, there's a lot of drugs in it. And the goal is I want to look like this and I don't care what it costs for me to get there. And so maybe the reason you haven't heard from them is because they destroyed themselves. Who knows? I mean, maybe not. I don't know anything about these guys.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, I you know, look, I can't say I know for sure, but I know what bodies look like when they're chemically enhanced, okay? And there's guys, too, that are very smoothed out that you might say yes, maybe no. But the point of the matter is you're totally spot on. I've read that, too, about Facebook where, you know, on the other flip side, you know, I look at just – I have a lot of young nieces and nephews and stuff, and, you know, I'm glad they've got parents that are always been very physical, and they still are, and my brother-in-law is a football coach still and all that. And you can see how it transcends to the kids. They're all very active. They're always, you know, gymnastics, whether it's that or, like, piano – or they're always involved in something, you know, and they're always got good marks and they're liked. And, you know, we're lacking a lot of that now. I mean, I know we always see the bad sides of everything, and I don't think there's as bad sides as everything's, you know, reported. But I also think, too, that you know, I love going over, and, you know, everybody in my sister's family, from her husband to my brothers to his brother, they're all athletes, mm-hmm. or they're still weight training. But the girls, especially the girls, I've got nieces from 14 down to 8. So it's like 8, 10, 12, and 14. And, you know, I myself and you know, we slip up obviously now and then, but I've always been very careful, even language around them. Just how I, you know, I don't put them in a like a genie in a bottle. I don't do that to them, but I always want to be a good example for them because, you know, I want them to, you know, they don't necessarily have to go out with a weightlifter, but I want them to understand, you know, what it's like to be around somebody that's respectful, that really cares about you, that you know, shows you, you know, how to do things. You know, they love my little niece Maggie and Danny, who's 5. You know, I brought little rocks over for them. If I go over there and they're outside, we go over the side of the house and lift rocks for like until their attention goes. So what I'm saying is it's nice to be able, like with the show here, offer solutions. You know, you come in here, maybe you don't know how to do something. Well, we're doing a show now that it's all about it. Same way on the outside. You know what I mean? I always say be a steward of strength. You know, your reputation is everything. My dad used to pound that into my head. It's very important. We all screw up, slip up. But it's like I try, especially now more than ever, to be an example for them. And I want them to make good choices. I know they'll make mistakes, but I don't want to see them, you know, ending up with all kinds of problems. So I just think this weight training, weightlifting, whatever you want to call it, if I had a school, I'm telling you right now, every kid would be required to do it, and they'd eat it alive. And I think there's so many things mentally we could teach. I just think that things could be a lot better. That's all. That's my spin on it. What do you think?
Yeah.
I just think it's important to really lead by example. That's all. I mean, nobody's perfect. We know that. But if you got the opportunity to help somebody, especially these young kids growing up, you know, we know there's so many. I know here around my area in New York, there's so many kids that don't have parents, or they have one parent and they're in all kinds of trouble. And it's like a friend of mine works with some kids like that, and they love it, man. They love coming in and doing some training and feel like they're appreciated, and what they're saying means something. I don't think you could do more for somebody than that. You could give them $1 million, it wouldn't matter. It's the attention and you know, giving attention to detail and making them feel like they're worth something. I think that's really important. That's what I like about, you know, that's what I like what we do here too.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Next question. This is going to let's talk about obviously. Well, all right, let's get into the dumbbell first. Then we're going to talk about the strong woman / strong man, or whatever they're going to call it. When did you decide to get into that monster dumbbell? Because you got it. Can they go out on your Facebook page? They can see that there, right, if they wanted to?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Lay it on me. What triggered that one, and why did you decide you had to lift that sucker?
You know, one part of my training, because I have, there's a press medley I have to do in the competition, and part of my training was a circus dumbbell, and that's what I have.
Okay.
That's the only thing I have, and I didn't feel like dumping the water out of it. So, because I'm lazy. So, yep. So I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to press this thing. And my training was, I was supposed to press it one time and then do 5 pull-ups and then press it 2 times and then do 5 pull-ups and then press it 3 times. And I was like, okay, I might get one press out of this thing. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even press it once. It was like I got close and I just couldn't do it. So I would just do my 5 pull-ups and then try. And then I'd do my 5 pull-ups and then try. So that's what I kept doing. And then this morning, but I hadn't really slept either on Sunday night because my dogs were tap dancing all night. So so I went in today, and I've been training my clients all morning and looking at that thing and going, ugh. So as soon as I finished my morning block, I was like, I'm going to press it. So I went and grabbed it, and I pressed it, and I felt much better about life.
That's awesome. Yeah, but that's good, man. I mean, that, you know, stuff like that. I know, like, you know, I got to get to Iceland this year. There's some things that dog you, like that stone has got me, got my number right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's the same thing with like that dumbbell. It's like, it's got your number. And it's like, when you're like really dedicated to something and you're hungry all the time, it's mm-hmm. like that stuff will literally drive you insane, man.
Yeah. I know I can press a 48 pound kettlebell.
Yep.
So
yep,
I should be able to press a 48-pound dumbbell, but when it's full with water, it's a whole different animal. So it's just, the shape and everything about it is different from what I'm used to. So
that's got to be one of the prettiest looking. If there's ever a word to describe that thing, not only looks burly, but it looks pretty.
Oh, I love
you know
it.
What I mean? It's just something about it. How much did you feel, and this will be good for people who want to get into stuff, and maybe some people look at that dumbbell and get one from you. How much did your grip work really help you with that?
Well, I think grip work ties into everything.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing we've been hammering on because we, you know, whether it's Bill Crawford or whoever's on here, we got into that with the stones.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, most of those big stones out in Scotland and Iceland and anywhere else you want to go, they don't really have handholds in them where you can dig your fingers into like a little bit of a crater or a crease somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we were talking about. Bill was saying that one of the guys, it's a power lifter because he lives up in New Hampshire. You know, he goes, I'd like to come over and lift some stones with you. And, you know, Bill's got stones everywhere. Bill said he'll have a stone there. He'll come out and lift it in the morning before he goes to work, and he'll come home and he'll lift it again. That's just part of his thing he does.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was a big guy. I think he deadlifted like over 600.
Yeah.
And he was I think he weighed over 300.
Yeah.
He couldn't even budge a 230-pound stone off the ground.
Well, it's just so different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, your fingers are going to be the I've put more size on my fingers and hands and probably in the last 3 months than I ever had because I've been really devoting a lot to it. And one of the movements that really helped me, and that was what Bill was telling me, was to basically start doing bent rows with stones
mm-hmm.
and dig your fingers right into the stone. And I was like, whoa, I've been doing that. And I do another thing where I'll take the stone and I have my garage is, all cement so I can get right up on it. I'll basically take that stone, lift it up, dig my fingers in, and do like an isometric push against the garage and make sure I got my feet apart because I do it till I drop the stone in front of me. So that stuff is awesome to do, and I don't think enough people out there, you know, they don't realize that, you know, wrists, forearms, fingers, hands, they are – if you want to become a good stone lifter or even great, you better really get into that stuff. And I've made that now like one of my main focuses on what I'm doing here before I go away. And I'm going to do it till the day I stop training if I ever do, you know. So I just think that is a big thing, especially when you got water swashing around on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, man, I've done stuff like I filled my keg with 220 pounds of water.
Yeah.
And, man, when you go to clean that thing and you got it, like, right in front of you
mm-hmm.
and you're getting ready to press that thing's shifting when you're standing straight.
Yeah, that's what I have in my keg, too. I have about 70, 78 or 79 pounds of water in it. And, I can't clean it.
Well, it'll take you for – and if you do, it'll take you for a trip.
Exactly.
You know, everything, you know, that kind of stuff, no one realized the force and the momentum. That's, I don't care how big you are, that will bounce you right off, man. And it's like, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's the same with stones, anything filled like your dumbbell, a keg.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how good you are pulling something off the ground or squatting something or bench pressing or whatever you're doing. It's not going to matter. Yeah, you're going to have natural strength from doing all that and stuff you've built. It's a whole different animal when you grab a dumbbell, a keg, or you go to try to lift, whether it's a homemade stone or something that you got out of a river. You know, mm-hmm. it's so different. That's what I love about all that stuff. I still think the barbell and the power rack to me are the greatest things they've ever made.
Yeah.
But if I had to if they stuck me on an island and said, all you got is, let's pretend the island doesn't have any stones, uh-huh. which we know they would. I'd say bring me a wheelbarrow full of all various stones.
Yeah.
And I could do that the rest of my life.
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to Because I have a 95 pound stone, which I can pull no problem. Then I have 120, nice. And then I have 150 pound stone. Yep. And I was thinking, well, okay, if I can get this 150 pound stone to my lap, wow. I should be able to pick it up. So I got one of those, you know, the Spud Ink Company?
Yeah.
They make like a stone helper thing where you it's like almost like a hammock you put between your wrists and you roll the stone onto it and it kind of helps you get it to your lap.
Yep.
And then you do the rest of the pull yourself. Yep. So that I easily got it to my lap, but I couldn't get my arms around it. Like, I couldn't get a good grip on it, but I think I need to reach over it instead of around. I was reaching around it, and I really need to reach over it. But either way, my arms are too short.
Well, you're going to have to – that's going to be a problem with your arms too short. But, you know, it's like everything. So, I mean, you can nail 120, no problem?
I wouldn't say no problem, but, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, cool. That's I mean, you figure at what, you're 104?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That, you know, we got into that stuff the other day about, like, the hard gainer, right? And I hate that word.
Right.
I hate it. To me, it's like just slapping somebody across the face and saying, you can't do this. Or when once they think they're a hard gainer, it's excuse time, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I said the other day, everybody's got different goals with their training. You know, some want to get as big as they can. Some want to compete at a high level if they can. Some just want to be like the guy when they walk down the street, everybody's like, wow, man, look at that dude. You know, like that, the neighborhood guy. But, you know, not everybody wants to be a Zadrunas or a Brian Shaw or a Half Thor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody loves that. I mean, I had a lot of my friends that went to the Arnold, and we had one on, Roger was on today, and he was telling us all about watching Half Thor break the 56. I don't know how many inches higher he threw it, et cetera, and obviously Brian Shaw, I mean, he manhandled a 550-pound Atlas stone and threw it up over, you know, whatever the height was. Like it looked like the thing was a rag doll the way he picked. I mean, it was unreal. And obviously, what do you say about Zavikas? I mean, he wins another one. I mean, you know, if you look at statistically or the way everything is formulated, he's too old. You know, he's been around too long, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy keeps hanging on. And I think, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. It's always been him, Half Thor, and Brian. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, Half Thor came in fifth, which I was shocked. And, you know, but my point is this. Not everybody wants to be 6 feet nine and 400 plus pounds, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you can't get real good at your craft, what you want to do. Maybe you want to squat 500 pounds, all right? Maybe you want to just be able to look halfway decent and be able to tie your shoes without running out of gas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I say with, you know, even the size of you, I mean, look at what you've done. And the whole thing is that's where I think people get discouraged because they're told so many times that, oh, you're going to try that, I just think with a lot of people, it's a constant beat down all the time. And if you just don't have that self-confidence, you know, chances are, like what you did today with that globe, they're never going to get to that point. And, you know, we were saying, like with Facebook, how, you know, everybody sees all the best of the best of the best, and they say, well, geez, my life sucks, you know, and I'm going to go into some type of tailspin, drink myself silly and see what happens. You know, I'm just joking, but you know what I mean? It's like, so perception is perception, but it's like when you go out and see what you did today, I mean, anybody would be inspired by that because it's like, okay, there's no excuses here. I mean, she's not 6 foot five, all right, and weighing, you know, 330 pounds. I mean, you're a small girl, but man, oh, man, you know, you fill the big shoes. So I guess the whole point of the matter is there's no hopeless cases, period, none.
Right.
So, you know. Well, what do you now? When you decided to go with that dumbbell, was that just something you were going to do on your own, or did you plug that into your other training, or was that something, you know, as they say, specialization? Was that woven into everything you were doing? I know you're going back and forth with the chins and everything.
Well, I'm doing a program.
Okay.
So yeah.
So that's how you built it in like that.
That was the program said. You know, you press a circus dumbbell, and that's the only circus dumbbell I have. So obviously the circus dumbbell you use in competition is not a water-filled thing, and it's not that size. It's different. So, but it's what I have, so you got to work with what you have.
Well, I think, too, I think the nice thing about with the water, you might have a whole, when you go and use one, I don't know what one they'll use. I mean, there's so many variations of that dumbbell. You might really kick the shit out of it because you've been playing around with stuff that's moving around on you. Obviously, you're not going to have stability problems.
Right.
So, I mean, that might work totally in your advantage like that.
Do you do any yoke walk?
Yeah, I do.
Have you tried the sputting straps for yoke walk?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
They're great.
Because I can't have a yoke in my gym. My gym's 750 square feet. I don't have room. So I got those things. I'm like, I don't work for Spud Inc. at all. I freaking love that company because they have all of these really innovative ways you can kind of do stuff in a small space, and it doesn't cost a lot of money because they're just straps. But they have these straps that you hang from a barbell, and you load the plates on the bottom of them. They have like a ring at the bottom so that your plates can't slide through.
Okay.
And they swing. Like, it's a rope. It's not a yoke. It's a rope. So, the yoke will swing a little bit.
Yeah,
the ropes
yeah.
swing at weird angles, and they're not predictable. And I tried 100 – I can yoke walk 300 pounds. I tried 180 – or was it 180? I just figured, 180 pounds on, that's no big deal. Oh, my God. It kicked my butt.
I know. That's correct. Just so everybody knows out there, is that spelled S-P-U-D-I-N-K? Is that correct?
I-N-C.
So everybody out there, it's S-P-U-D-I-N-C.
Yeah.
Incorporated, you said, Melody?
It's just Spud Inc. So the INC stands for Incorporated.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I use a lot of their straps because they make some really they have really cool ideas for lifters, and they are strongman competitors themselves, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So that will work good. Well, maybe if they hear this show, they'll hire you.
Well, I think they're in South Carolina. I don't know if I want to.
That's all right. You know how to use Skype.
Yeah,
you know, you go out and speak for them. All right. So you're going to go in this strong woman meet.
Yeah.
All right. So is this in California? I take it too,
yeah,
or not?
It's in North. It's in Santa Cruz. It's the California Strongest Woman.
So you're Southern California.
I am.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's where, okay. All right. So have they already announced, or are they not announcing what medleys you're going to be doing?
No, they have. Yeah.
So what do we got here you got to go up against?
Okay, I have to think what it is. I can look it up. There's an overhead press medley I know, and then I'm trying to remember. I think I have to look it up because I don't remember.
That's okay.
So let's see if I can find it.
If you can't, that's okay.
Okay, so there's an overhead press medley, and I have to press. I know I have to press a barbell, a circus dumbbell, I think circus dumbbell. Here it is. Okay, overhead press medley. So there's a 60-pound pony keg filled with water or a full-size keg with sand inside. Then so this is all – I have 60 seconds to do all of this.
Wow.
And then there's a 2-inch Iron Mind axle at 95 pounds.
Yep.
There's a 105-pound barbell, standard barbell, and there is a 65-pound thick-handled circus dumbbell for max reps.
Wow.
So, yeah, that – I don't know if I can press a 65-pound dumbbell. But I'll be lucky if I get the keg on that one. And that's for the novice category.
Okay.
Which I'm going to be definitely a novice. I have 75 seconds to carry a yoke 50 feet, and I believe it is a 300-pound yoke, and then drag, I believe it is a 250-pound tire backwards for 50 feet as quickly as possible. Mm. I've never dragged a tire before, so that should be interesting. I've done sled work, but not tires.
Yep.
Then I have to do an 18-inch deadlift for max weight.
Yep.
Conventional stance only.
Wow.
Then I'm doing a arm-over-arm pull.
Yep.
With a truck.
Yep.
I've not done that before. And that's a 2-inch manila rope.
Okay.
My experience with manila rope is that I end up with splinters, so that should be interesting.
Yeah. not only are your hamstrings and everything else going to be on fire, your hands will be full of splinters.
Your hands are going to be wrecked. There's a loading medley of sandbags. So basically, five sandbags of increasing weight starting 20 feet away, 15 feet away, 10 feet, 5 feet, and then the last one's right in front of the platform, the heaviest one. And they're going to be from, I believe, 80 pounds to 160 pounds.
Yep.
And I have
to
load them onto a 48-inch platform, which is pretty much like right under my chin.
Sure.
So that should be very interesting. I don't know if I'm going to manage 160 pounds on that one.
Yeah, but you never know.
You never know. You never know. I'm going to do my best, and that's all I can do.
Yeah, you will. So that's the – I mean, that's a lot in one – that's going to be in all – is that more than one day?
I think
or
it's
is that,
just one day.
Okay. Man, oh, man. Yeah. Whoa. And when is that coming up?
That's the end of the month. I've got like three more weeks.
Woo!
I know.
What? No, let me ask you this, and everybody knows if they haven't listened, you're a vegan. When you're training like this, I mean, I'm just going to equate it to when I'm doing that stuff. Could you eat the paint off the walls at that point because you're – Or is it different? I mean, with digestion. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't want to sound ignorant here to you, but I'm not a vegan. So I mean, if I was a vegan, I got to believe the way I'm training right now. If you live near me, I'd probably be knocking on your door for food every day.
No, you know, I mean, I eat really well, and I get a lot of protein. Yep. So I'm not, you know, I don't really feel like I'm dying or anything at all.
No, I don't mean that at all. But I mean, it's like. I mean, do you feel you're like, I know what I want to equate it to is when I'm training like this and what you're doing to get ready, are you finding you need more calorie intake?
You know what? I need more carbs. I'm eating a lot more carbs than usual. I mean, I'm not anti-carb by any means, but I've been eating more carbs than usual. That's for sure.
So is it mainly plant-based you're eating your carbs or bare? I mean,
yeah, I eat, you know, grains, mostly grains, you know.
Grains? Okay.
I could plow through a loaf of bread in a, you know, without thinking twice about it. I've recently gotten into I love to cook, and I've recently gotten it in making my own sourdough bread, and you know, I make it with all kinds of different whole grain flours and stuff. I could eat a loaf of that. I have to stop myself cuz I will eat the whole thing. But I've been craving it. I've been really wanting like bread and, you know, pita chips and things like that lately.
Well, you know, I mean, we know when the body talks, you got to listen.
Yeah, I had popcorn for lunch a couple times last week.
Did you really?
I just really wanted carbs.
I probably don't, but you don't use any butter, do you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so what would you use, like almond butter or something like that?
You mean like for bread?
Yeah, like if you're going, I mean, if you're going to spread something on it,
put anything on it. I just eat it as is.
Yeah, it's that good. I mean, most bread, I don't eat a lot of bread, but unless it's like Italian bread, which I like, that was pretty much what I grew up on. There's a couple places that make, you know, like the co-ops and stuff, they make it.
Yeah.
And it's good, but you know what? There's nothing in it, obviously, additive wise.
Yeah.
And if you don't eat it within like 30 hours, you could take it and throw it at the wall and put a hole in your wall, you know? So
now,
it's hard.
Home baked stuff when it's right, you know, when it's still hot from the oven, it's so good. Yeah. It doesn't need anything.
Oh, yeah.
But I do like, you know, if I'm going to put something on it, I like olive oil and balsamic vinegar on bread a lot. It's really good.
We used to do it. Well, they do it in some of the Italian restaurants here. They'll do that and they'll chop up some garlic in it.
Oh, yeah.
God, is it good.
I mean, best garlic bread of anything I've ever met. Oh, yeah.
I wish you lived closer, man. I'd say, send me a loaf.
I gotta come out and visit. I'll make you tons of it.
Well, you come to New York sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I'll be in New York this summer.
Wow, because you're usually in the city. I'm probably, maybe, it depends, probably about 5 hours. Because I'm at the tip. I'm in upstate.
Oh, you're in like Albany?
Yeah, I'm in Albany because the capital.
Oh, yeah. My sister lives in kind of near the Berkshires, which I guess is about 2 hours from there.
Yeah. You know something? I like the change of seasons and everything, but, I'm not telling you, Anthony, it's very hard to survive here money-wise because it's just the cost of living here is unbelievable.
Oh, tell me about it. Southern California is insane.
Yeah, well, my cousins live out there. They're in, like, Oxnard and down near Studio City, I think. They're all scattered all over.
Yeah.
And my one my one cousin, they're, I think they've turned, they might be in their late 40s now, and they told me, and they make good money, both of them. Mm-hmm. They said, we can't retire here.
Mm-mm.
There's no way we could survive here. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to get out.
Yeah.
Because her husband is originally from Michigan. So I don't, what I'd like to do, there's a few places I'd like to go. I really love Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
I could live there, I think, for a while.
You know how expensive Iceland is?
Yeah, I know. I know. But I'll tell you where else I'd go.
Mm-hmm.
I might go down and see my buddy Adam Glass down in Texas, or
Wow,
or you know what? I wouldn't mind exploring like Wyoming.
Well, I thought about Wyoming or Nashville.
Yep, I like. You know, I've gotten to a point now where I like big spaces more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into the city commute anymore. I'm not into the city life. It does nothing for me. Especially what I like to do. I could come up with a billion things to build and lift. You know what I mean? I'm always thinking lifting. It's always that.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, I'm definitely a city girl. I love, you know, going out in restaurants, and I love the theater and stuff like that. So I kind of need that. But at the same time, I want to have a, like, rescue all kinds of animals. So I need a lot of land.
Land. You're going to need a lot. Because you got only two dogs? Because I've seen more than two before on your
I've got two. And, you know, I'm always looking for another one because they find me. I found both of mine on the street. And so I'm always kind of looking. I'm like, oh, no, there's another dog that's going to find me on the street. And then I have a cat as well.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how, you know, people, man, they just discard. I mean, I know my sister's dog. He's a nice – I think he's got some pity in him, but he's a lab. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the most loyal dogs I've ever met. Mm-hmm. And I guess they got him. He was pretty young. And I guess the word on was he came from the South. And I guess they used to beat him. I was like, how could you beat that guy? He loves you. He loves you no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I don't get the connection with any of that, but these are sick people. I mean, you know, you have people, you know, beating their children and killing, what's going to stop them from killing a dog or a cat?
People
you know
have
what
no
I mean?
Regard for life.
No,
no
I agree with it. It's at times it's very hard to not want to just grab them by the throat and rip their goddamn larynx out, seriously.
Well,
I'll tell you,
if I saw anybody abusing animals, I'm a pacifist, and I can't tell you what I don't know what I would do. Honestly, there might be some trouble. But my pity, I found her on the street. She was filthy and covered in scars and bugs, and she'd never been indoors before. She was terrified of going inside. She was terrified of, like, we had to drag her over the doorway. She was terrified of getting in the car, terrified of being on the leash. She was scared of tall people. She was scared of sticks.
Oof.
She was scared of everything. And, you know, if you even raise your arm over your head to stretch, she would wince.
Ow.
I thought you were going to hit her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's such a sweetheart. It's like, I can't imagine how anybody could have ever hurt this dog.
Yeah, do you think they probably with scars on it?
Oh, she was definitely
to fight.
She's a brindle, and the brindles,
okay.
You know, they like to fight the brindles because they look like tigers.
Oh, jeez,
man!
Who comes up with this sick crap? That's what I want to
know.
It's like, what's the matter with people?
Human, you know, that's why I like animals.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I hate to say it, animals are usually a lot more loyal than people are these days.
Oh yeah, the wrong species is in charge of this planet. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. we'll put the dogs in charge.
Exactly,
man.
I would.
Well, that's what I mean. Like when I take care of my sister's dog, you know, he sticks by me everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like to the point where if I go out, I know he's freaking out. But you know, I can't take him everywhere with me. But you know, they develop that attachment, and you are attached to them. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's like you know, when we were over there at my sister's the other night for dinner, everybody. You know, he was all over, but, you know, then he'd come and he'd just sit with me or he's jumping. You know, he loves attention, man. He reminds me of, like, you know, the great clans, man, where, you know, in the Irish and all that, and they all want to be part of each other and live with each other and all that. That's what he reminds me. He just wants to be involved. You know, my sister said every morning when he gets up, when the kids get up, he'll literally, as soon as the door's open, he'll run in and all give him a kiss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like such a loving animal, man. It's like and it's a pleasure to have him around. But I know we got kind of offline there. But, you know, it goes back to everything, whether it's your lifting, your life, you know, what you like to do, your passions and all that. I try, at least with especially with the show, you know, I with everybody that's on it, I think everybody on it is first class. You know, you talk to them offline. They're, in a lot of ways, they have a lot of the traits that we all possess, you know, and anybody that's doing what we do, it's got to be a passionate individual because, you know, you and I both know, is it really fun to go out and just beat the life out of yourself or, you know, you can't walk for 2 days because you're so hobbled up or, you know, I go down yesterday and get a half an hour on a table where it's like, you know, I'm driving home, you know, it's like over an hour drive and I'm like, I wonder if I'm not going to fall asleep behind the wheel, you know what I mean? I'm like fading, you know? But I think the thing that keeps us all in this totally is the love for what we do and what we can get with this and how we can spread this along. And that's what I love about this stuff so much. It's all there, and it's like anybody that wants to join in and understand it and really live it, I think you can have a very productive life in the gym, and I think you can even have a better life outside it. And I know we're at time and everything, but, you know, summarize anything, you know, I'd like you to comment on that, and obviously – give out all your information. Let me give mine if you'd hang on the line, please. And we will get you on very shortly again, Mel.
Sounds good, man.
Okay. So anything you want. I mean, you want to comment on that? If not, you know, I'd like you to say something just ending-wise, whatever you're feeling, whether you like the show or we had what you want. But just give it, you know, give me something at the end. Give me all your information, and we'll conclude with that.
Okay.
And I'll stay. Just stay on. Let me give you my stuff and just give me a minute after that.
Sure.
So it's all yours. You got the floor.
Okay. Well, I mean, of course I like the show. I wouldn't be on it if I didn't. And yeah, no, I love and you know, you interview some of the best people I know, honestly, you know, Dave Whitley and Jed and everybody. You got some great people on this show. So this is my favorite podcast. Can't lie.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Melody. My gym is Flawless Fitness in Pasadena, California. And Evil Monkey Enterprises, MUNKY, is my equipment business. And then if you like Iron Maiden, I'm in an Iron Maiden tribute. And then I do a Deep Purple tribute and a couple other music projects.
When the hell do you find time to do all this stuff?
If you love it, you make time.
You got, see? There you go. The word passion.
That's right.
But I'm with you. People say to me, why do you get up at 4:30? I say, because I can't sleep.
4:30, luxury. I wake up at 4.
Well, I want to get up and do something.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working. I've had I had two podcasts this morning, and yours is the last one for today. But they started, like I said, with Eric. And I've got three tomorrow, and I've got three the rest of the week, and then I've got one on Saturday, and I'm waiting for a verification for Sunday too. So, as Ozzy said, he didn't say it, the wicked never rest. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, this is what I try to tell people. You know, if you're gonna rate what I'm making right now, you'd probably give me maybe a C+. But if you're going to rate me on my passion and what we're going to do with this business, I've got an A right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it, because everybody measures you on what you make. And it's very – look, I got into this because of the passion and what I want to do with it, but I also got into it because I need to make a living with it. And that's a big thing, because to me, freedom is very important to me. And I know people say, well, you know, money's not everything. Well, I got news for you. If I had the money I want right now, there'd be so many products out. We'd be on the plane to Iceland probably tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Glass wants me to go with him in December to go lift the Inver and the Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hate to break it to people. It costs a lot of money if you don't have sponsorship.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah.
And you know, this business you and I do is not cheap.
Mm-mm.
And I don't mind. I'd give you the shirt off my back. I've said people before, if you don't have money, I'll help you out. I don't care. You know, you got questions, I'm not going to charge you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I've always been. And most people say, well, you're not a good businessman. It all comes back to you one way or another. Mm-hmm. It always does. So what you're not making on that person, who knows what could happen down the road, you know, and we got a lot of good things going here on the podcast show. You never know who's going to listen and say, you know, maybe I'd like to scoop that show up, or maybe we get that guy doing this and that. And so that's my perspective on life. You know, you never give up. You never give in. And I always say my main thing now I write is dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. Finish all your
stuff. No, I'm good.
Okay, all right. So this is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. By the way, I think Richard's on in April, and Bert's been in and out of the country and this and that. So when he gets fixed up again and straightened up, he'll be back on monthly with us again too. Unleash your strength and relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. You can contact Steven at primalcreations at AOL.com or on Facebook, STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. By the way, I got a question. Why do you spell that out? You don't ever refer to Steven other than Steven. He'll get really pissed at you. And he's on here every month, and, man, he's a wealth of knowledge. He'll be on the 24th at 9 a.m. with us. I got a thing from him today. We're all set with that. So go out and check him out. I use a lot of his stuff, his greens, and he mixed up a special vitamin C for me. The guy's been great to me, and I thank him for that. Grasslandbeef.com, there's another good friend. I've known John Wood for probably 15 years, long before we ever got in this, and he's a top guy. His meat is loaded with CLAs and omega-3s, grass-fed, grass-finished, and he also has grass-fed lamb, bison, free-range poultry, wild-caught seafood, raw honey, and other wellness products. Planayourworkouts.com, it's a workout logbook by Jason Fulner. Don't forget, you can go out to Amazon Prime, get it for $5, no shipping. StrongerGrip.com, obviously they've been around for 10 years. You know what I always say, they make gear for the NFL, college teams, Hollywood actors, arm wrestlers, and you've seen their trophies on ESPN. They've been featured in Men's Health magazine, and they made custom hammers for Mick Dodge and thousands of us out here, guys and girls. And that goes right into the contest. March 17th is a cutoff day, St. Paddy's Day. Get it in. You can win a beautiful, beautiful sledgehammer. It loads total 83 pounds a shot. All you have to do is give us whatever you consider strength. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're on the show. Come on in, everybody. All you have to do is send the video, upload it to YouTube. On the subject line, type in FBC and Stronger Grip with a dash and what it is. Go down in the box, describe it more if you'd like. But please, and I'm going to say it again, please put in your email address. If you don't do that and we pick you and it's not there, sorry, we're going to the next one. So don't end up losing that hammer because you didn't put in your email address. All right? Good luck, everybody. We're really looking forward to this, and you'll be on Motivation and Muscle with Ryan and myself. We'll do a three-way show, and that will be killer. 8xclub.com. Adjustable exercise clubs and maces. These competition maces and clubs they use for AKA vintage strength games. Donnie G. Fardino has been a great friend to me. I thank Donnie for his sponsorship. On FiorellaBarbellCo.com, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, free ebook. Get on it. Commit. Come on. Commit and take action. Strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Once again, take action. These things will change your life if you want to do it. And I will help you in any way I possibly can. I'm not a guy that has somebody write his stuff for him or never do what's out there as far as a product goes. Everything's been time tested, and you'll see the stuff I'm doing now. Wait till you see all this stuff come. It'll blow your mind what we're doing, especially me, John McKean and I. I was telling Melody, not using any arms to squat anymore. So that's why we call it a tri. How does that go? I call it tri-thigh. When you see the video of this, I think we're going to do some this weekend. It'll blow your mind. It's all dead stop, too. It's the most incredible squatting I've ever done in my life. So that's coming, too. Don't forget, I didn't say sponsorship. That's a big nut here. Like I said, $500 a month. But, you know, you're getting there's no such thing as five shows here. You're getting at least 10 to 15 a week. Nobody does that in the business, and I know people that have podcasts and radio shows that are doing this stuff. They charge double or triple of what I'm charging. They don't put out the content like I do, and a lot of them charge for content. We will never charge for content here. I promise you, never. So $30 of that right now will go to MDA for a flu shot for the kids. As everybody knows, both sites are dedicated to my brother Jimmy. It's very important. We want to have a working relationship with everybody out there for at least 25 years. As I always say, you know, we're coming for you regardless. Millions of listeners. This is a family here. And I've got a ton of stuff I'm going to do where we're even going to get more interactive. But like I said, we have to make the dollars to do this. So that's what we're in the process of doing right now. And we will do it. There are no ifs with us. There's only cans. So if there's a show you'd like Melody and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Please give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten all along. I thank everybody for that. We're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle, Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And I'll leave you with these five things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them just maybe an inspirational hello or how are you doing, or if they ask you questions about lifting, because, you know, people know from the outside if you train, and they ask you a question, no matter if it sounds dumb or not, be courteous to them. Like I always say, be a steward of strength. You never know who you're changing. You know, a sentence can change somebody's life, and I mean it. Why not be something positive, okay? Next, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to give somebody a smile or a hello. That might be all they get that day. And as I always say, if you're going to lift today, tonight, go out, bend those bars, obviously squat, press, pull, and if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as our great new stone, the Hoosa Steel Crusher, says, in blood red on both sides, domination. We are domination. We do not follow the path. We clear cut it. And I got news for you. There's going to be millions and millions of listeners when I'm done with this whole enterprise. I couldn't be happier. And as I always say, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path, man. Never take no for an answer. There's always a solution to everything, no matter how bad or good it looks. If you pay attention and think, you can always get through it. So think about those three words. And as our great friend here, Russell Furr, says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. Russell, I'll take that as one of the nicest compliments I got, especially with Eminem. And I guarantee you, we will say that line until we sign off here 25 years or longer. Hopefully, I can do this show when I'm 85 years old and still out in the backyard lifting 100-pound rock and squatting 250. So I'm looking forward to even the years of the 80s. So we'll see what happens with that. Melody, thanks for being on the show. It was great to have you back.
Absolutely.
So for Melody Schoenfeld, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. I'm going to get this show up quick, and we're going to try to get her on either every month or every other month, because I have a lot of women I really admire out there, and a lot of people like Melody. I know that for sure. So we'll like her here too, and we'll get her back. So like I always say, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road. Tell 100 of your friends about us. And most of all, even if you don't, we're coming for you. So have a great week, everybody, and make a difference in somebody's life. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.